Texas Realtors Registered Trademark Commercial Contract. Improved Property. Texas Realtors Registered Trademark Commercial Contract. Improved Property. Most large commercial real estate firms will have their own contracts for their agents to use. The Texas Realtors commercial contracts are good contracts to use for firms that work with smaller commercial clients. Texas Realtors commercial contracts mimic the residential contracts as much as possible. Any major differences between the two is noted in the following breakdown. You can download a sample copy of this document from your resource drawer. Page 1. Paragraph 1. Parties. Verify that the names of the buyer and seller are spelled correctly and are in fact their correct legal names. Contracts may not be binding if an incorrect name is used. Verify that the seller actually owns the property. Make sure that the seller has the authority to sign contracts. This can be an issue for an LLC, a partnership, or a corporation. Always make sure that the person signing the contract has been given the authority to do so. Paragraph 2. Property, paragraph 2. A. The property address can be pulled directly from the listing agreement. The meets and bounds description will be attached on the exhibit. Paragraph 2, B6. Seller will transfer trade names to the buyer. For example, the buyer is purchasing apartments. The name goes with the property. Paragraph 3. Sales price. Paragraph 3. C. 3A plus 3B must equals 3C. This rule holds true for both residential and commercial. Page 2. Paragraph 4. Financing. The property addendum for commercial financing will be attached to the contract. Paragraph 5. Earnest money. Held by the title company, earnest money should never be at risk. There is no set amount for earnest money, but it should be a reasonable amount. For example, for the purchase of a $6 million commercial property at 1%, the earnest money would be $60,000. However, there is no rule as to how much earnest money must be provided in a transaction. The earnest money is whatever it takes to make the deal happen. Paragraph 5. B. Additional earnest money may be required by the seller if the buyer wants to extend the due diligence period. The additional earnest money could be whatever is negotiated between the parties for the extension. Additional earnest money may be hard money, at risk immediately. If the sale does not close, the earnest money is lost. Page 3. Paragraph 6. B survey. Paragraph 6. B 1 to 2. Category 1. A surveys are often prepared for commercial and industrial real estate transactions, usually in urban areas. This type of survey meets all of the needs of title insurance companies. Paragraph 6, B3. Survey. Purchasing commercial property on an existing survey is not recommended. Buyers should request a new survey, even if the existing survey is recent. Paragraph 6. CUCC search. Not found in residential real estate transactions. UCC search is performed for shopping centers, industrial, and restaurants, not for apartments. For example, an equipment leasing company would file a UCC1 with the country clerk for a restaurant's kitchen equipment. The leasing company owns the equipment, not the restaurant leasing it or the new owner. The landlord has the right to lock out a tenant who is in default on a lease and keep everything inside the space: stoves, sinks, tables, chairs, coolers, and any kitchen equipment in the restaurant. UCC1 gives constructive notice to the public that there is a prior lease/lien against the kitchen equipment by the equipment leasing company. The owner/landlord cannot take it. Any lender making a loan on a property wants to know what property is not subject to seizure. Page 4. Paragraph 7. Property condition. All property in Texas is sold as is. Paragraph 7, B. Feasibility period. This is the due diligence period. There is no option period in commercial real estate. Instead, there is a feasibility period, also known as due diligence. The property is checked out thoroughly to make sure that it is structurally sound. Paragraph 7, B. 1. If buyer terminates under this paragraph 7b, the earnest money will be refunded to buyer less dollars that seller will retain as independent consideration for buyer's unrestricted right to terminate. There must be a dollar amount listed here. This amount can be as little as $1. This amount is negotiated. From the perspective of the buyer's agent, the amount should be set at $1, so that if the client terminates the contract, the seller only keeps $1 of the earnest money. The seller's agent, on the other hand, would want a higher amount of the buyer's money at risk. Entering $0 is not consideration. There is no out. Paragraph 7b, 2. 2018 revisions to the Texas Realtors. Commercial contract include a feasibility period extension for a single period to be negotiated, allowing the buyer more time to complete the due diligence. An amount must be entered as additional earnest money in order for the extension to become effective. Page 5. Paragraph 7d. Property information. Paragraph 7d, 1 delivery of property information. In an apartment property purchase, this would include rent rolls with list of all deposits, copies of all leases, first page and last page, inventory of all personal property that could be conveyed, copies of all notes and deed of trust, copies of all current service, maintenance, and management agreements, etc. Paragraph 7d1e, cable, laundry, etc. Paragraph 7d1k, copies of every bill paid on the property for 2 years. Paragraph 7d1l, incoming expense statements for at least a 12-month period of time. Paragraph 7d1o, this paragraph applies to tenants in an office building on a triple net lease. Paragraph 7d2, return of property information. If the contract is terminated, the buyer must send the financial information back to the seller. Page 6. Paragraph 7e, contracts affecting operations. This is during the executory phase of the contract. The seller should not change any operations during this phase. Paragraph 8. Leases, paragraph 8. The seller cannot change leasing agreements. It is possible for the seller to add a tenant with the buyer's consent. Most landlords do not lease during this period because it could affect the value of the property. Paragraph 8. B. Estoppel certificates. This is what current tenants sign, reiterating their current rent and square footage. Estoppel certificates must be received from all current tenants and must match the documentation that the landlord/seller has provided. Page 7. Paragraph 9. Brokers. The broker's information is entered here. Also, what the commission split will be if another broker is used. Many commercial brokerages do not permit the use of cooperating brokers. There is no MLS for commercial listing agents to enter information about fee splitting. If a buyer's agent is used, the agent must arrange for his or her buyer to pay the fee to him or her. Page 8. Paragraph 10c. Closing. The seller will execute and deliver to the buyer either a general warranty deed or a special warranty deed. There are a lot of special warranty deeds in commercial real estate. Page 9. Paragraph 13. Sales expenses. As with a residential real estate transaction, both the buyer and the seller will each be responsible for certain closing costs. These costs will be negotiated and written into the contract. The Texas Realtors contract reflects the most common expenses to be paid by either the buyer or the seller. Paragraph 14. Prorations. If the monthly rents have been collected, they will be prorated through the closing date. Paragraph 14. B. Rollback taxes. Taxes can be rolled back as much as 5 years if the previous owner had an agricultural exemption on the property, even if the owner only leased part of the property to a farmer, rancher, or timber grower and took the ag exemption, and the buyer is changing the use. The new owner, buyer, could owe the difference between the amount the original landowner owed in property taxes and the amount the landowner would have owed with no exemption, up to 5 years' worth. page 10 to 14. Paragraph 16. Casualty loss and condemnation. If the property is damaged during the specified time period, the seller must restore the property to its previous condition, the state it was in when the offer was made. If they do not, the buyer has several options. The buyer may terminate the contract. Paragraph 19. Material facts. Unless the seller tells you, the seller knows nothing. Paragraph 22. Agreement of the parties. Any changes to the contract must be in writing. Check off all addenda that are attached to the contract. Paragraph 22. E. The buyer may or may not assign, transfer the contract to another buyer. There could be a reason for assigning the contract. For example, if the buyer is forming an LLC from the buyer's name to the name of the LLC. Paragraph 25. J. After September 1, 2021, the seller must notify the buyer if a property is in a public improvement district, PID. If the buyer is not notified, they may terminate the contract or sue the seller for up to $5,000. Signatures. Signatures. As stated earlier, it should be verified that the parties to the contract are authorized to sign real estate contracts on behalf of an LLC, a partnership, or a corporation, or, if an individual owns the property, he or she is the owner of that property